The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden in New York, for this edition of the Morning Skate. Guys are on the ice, giving it their all right now, Drew, and getting set for yet another opportunity to get their first win. Give us an assessment of the Islander game, what happened, and how close they were to actually earning a victory.
I talked to Brian Wiseman yesterday, assistant coach for the Sharks, and he liked the way they played. In fact, the entire coaching staff were complimentary about the way that the team had played. But again, Danny, it's those one or two gaffes that end up costing you the game. And you and I talked about it at the end of the second period on the Sharks Audio Network, that they had been too puck-focused at the net. I think Askarov didn't play one puck particularly well, and then there's the giveaway. But it's that those areas where they make one or two mistakes, or they make one or two mistakes on the same play. George Kingston, who I used to work for, and George's first coach of the Sharks, used to say, you can make one mistake on a play, but you can't make two. You make two, it ends up in your net, and basically the Sharks have been doing that.
Or sometimes three.
Sometimes it was 7, 10 or 11 or 13. But when you looked at the way the team played overall, coaches were happy with the effort, happy with, in most part, with the structure, because one has to go with the other. And they certainly liked a lot of the performances. And Colin Graf, one of the guys that was a standout. And how Macklin Celebrini is starting to really try to push again and try to get this team where he needs to go. So, a lot of good things, but it's the couple of critical bad errors that they make that have put their season, right now, you've got to get a win. We can't go 0 for October again. So, they're looking at this as being another game where they've got a chance to win, that the Rangers have had some trouble at home, can't score. And, you know, the Sharks have got to be doggedly determined tonight to be as perfect as you can in an imperfect game.
They'll get a little help on defense with Timothy Liljegren getting back into action. Good to see Tim is healthy again. You could see that in practice the other day. That means that Sam Dickinson is going to take a seat today and watch from the press box at Madison Square Garden. I think that the last game against the Islanders was an interesting comparison with Matthew Schaefer, the first overall pick. That kid is absolutely dynamic.
Stud. Absolute stud. And skates very well, very aggressive. Obviously gifted offensively. Great hockey IQ. He's the real deal.
He was taking hits, no problem.
There's nothing wrong with his game. Right. I mean, for an 18-year-old to come in and play one of the toughest positions to play, which is defense, as a rookie, he was brilliant.
What does that do with the motivation on Sam Dickinson's side? Because obviously he played against Schaefer in the OHL.
Well, it should motivate him as much as it can. Again, I think we talked about this. Find your why. Find your whatever you need to do to push yourself to be as great as you can be. I don't worry about Sam in that regard, though.
No, me either.
Because once, the first time we talked to him, he was so effusive about having the chance to play in the National Hockey League. He was so excited to be able to play for the Sharks and wants to be great. I mean, he came from a championship program with the London Knights and the Hunter Brothers. He knows that he's got a ways to go. He's not content. He wants to be great. And I think the same goes with Michael Misa. It's definitely the same goes with Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini. Colin Graf, another guy that came in this year.
He knows his why.
Yeah, exactly. He came in this year and said, I want to make this team out of training camp. I'm not going to go to the Barracuda. I'm going to make this team. I'm going to make a statement. And he's definitely done that. So what's the big thing that's really interests me with the young kids that we have, and you see it throughout the National Hockey League, they come in at such a high skill level. And the first guys, as we were waiting for the Sharks to come out this morning, the first two guys on the ice today are Will and Matlin. And you can't say enough about how great that is.
You know what else is great? Macklin's often the last guy in the ice.
Yeah, he will be. Will comes in earlier, Macklin comes in the dressing room and starts chirping him. That's the way it always is. So great relationship, and the fact that they are continuing to try to work to get better. William Macklin yesterday working out at the hotel. There are some people worried because he lifted maybe heavier weight than he should have been because he's got a game today. But I thought he played a whale of a game in on the island. Not actually on the island anymore, are we, when we go over there?
Yeah, it's the island.
Is it still the island?
Sure, it's Nassau County.
Okay. That he was, you know, he said, I told him, I said, I thought you played a great game. He goes, yeah, but I got to score. He's not down. He doesn't get depressed. He just gets mad.
He gets determined. That's what I think about William Eklund, and it's why he is starting to blossom now. I love the fact, I kind of jumped in on you there, saying that Colin Graf has found his why, which is exactly what you were talking about with Sam Dickinson. These are things that take a little time, and they're starting to blossom a little bit here on this road trip. Now, let's see what happens tonight against the Ranger team. The fact that the sleepover line seems to have great chemistry is a great story. But also, Michael Misa, I think he's looked pretty good.
He has looked good. He's the one thing with Michael is he's not dynamic like Macklin or even Will. Michael reminds me of a player like will be a second line center who in the playoffs will be that guy for you. Will be that man. He draws attention from the other team because he's able to go into places that you go, well, how'd you get over there? You know, he's really good that way. He sees the ice beautifully. A great pass. Very, very composed, terrific pass on that assist that he got. Michael is the type of player that as he matures and gets a little bit older, a little bit more seasoned, he's going to be that, man, we got to have that guy in the lineup kind of guy.
He kind of reminds me of Patrick Marleau. I don't know why, but he has that kind of demeanor about him. He's quiet. He's focused. He goes on the ice. He does his job, and he can do some spectacular things. Now, we'll see if it develops into a 20-plus year career, 500 goals and everything else. But I think you're right also. I think that when the Sharks get back to the playoffs, he's going to be a guy that sort of bubbles up to the top, and everybody's going to pay attention to Macklin. Everybody's going to pay attention to Will, and all of a sudden, he might lead the team in scoring in a series. But we're getting ahead of ourselves, aren't we?
Well, we are, but that's fun to do. You know, I watched him during the Memorial Cup when Saginaw won it a couple years ago. And you noticed him then, boy. 134 points in juniors, nothing to sneeze at.
No.
Like, these two guys that you've got in Sam Dickinson and Michael Misa are top-notch prospects. And that's all you can do. Now it's up to the coaching staff, and it's up to the training staff. It's up to Mike Potenza and the high-performance staff to make sure they get as much out of them as possible, and you've got two young, motivated people.
As we noticed, Sam Dickinson out of the lineup today. That means he's probably going to get back in tomorrow against the New Jersey Devils. Back-to-back situation for the Sharks. Luca Cagnoni was here for a day but went back, played for the Barracuda last night after flying across the country. I love this kid.
I do too. He's absolutely amazing. There's another one. He is, you know, his size. And you and I have talked about it before. The guy played in Portland in the Western Hockey League. You think the Western Hockey League is a cakewalk?
No,
it's not. It's nasty and tough, and you're on the bus all the time. He's a terrific player.
Rangers tonight, desperate. David Quinn will be behind the bench. It'll be good to see him. They don't come here for the morning skate, but the Rangers are struggling to score. And they are on the verge of exploding, and I just hope it's not tonight.
Make sure you take care of the power play. Best thing is, don't give them a lot of chances. But you're right. You get worried when a team scored one goal in four games at home.
We'll see what happens in tonight's game. We'll be on the air at 3:30. Alex Stalock is with me once again on the call on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's the Morning Skate Show for today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.